Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
What you're going through right now is fucking monumental. I mean, it is a bear, man. I can't imagine what you and your family is going through, what your wife is going through. Like you were saying about making all those phone calls over and over again. I mean, I'm almost crying. My wife just walks in. I can't imagine putting my family through that and having them go through something like this on a day-to-day basis, constantly being told no for a job that, you know, you volunteered to do. And
I mean, it's a really simple expectation that if I'm going to go fuck people up and endure this shit, maybe just like help me out a little bit when I get back. It seems like a simple thing, right? Like in almost every culture that's ever existed in humanity, and it's not why we do it, by the way, but returning soldiers, especially our dead and injured, are revered, right? Mm-hmm. Because of the sacrifice they made. And it's just not happening anymore. Honestly, it's not. Like if a fucking comedian who ventured into drama and political activism has to go in front of Congress to get people who responded to the 9/11 attacks taken care of.
Crazy.
What the fuck is happening?
Crazy
here?
To me.
Yeah. And for it to get pressed, and like for those of you out at home who are listening and saying, hey, man, the legal process, how hard could it be? It is a fucking nightmare day in and day out that is never ending. I'm sure you probably talk to your lawyer at this point more than you talk to your parents or your wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pretty close. You know, then when we started this, they say a typical bill would take about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a standard, just a bill, not something like this that's 70 years old that you're challenging. Mm-hmm. You know, between Natalie, I mean, we're down to what, just over a year, about a year. That's pretty freaking
amazing.
I talked
to his lawyer more than I talked
to
anybody.
Yeah.
Well, Jared's looking for
legal advice.
Yeah.
Legal call now.
Yeah.
You might need it at the end. I don't know. Yeah.
We could all use some legal advice from time to time.
I use the girl I'm breaking up with as my divorce attorney. That'll be a first.
Can you represent me?
Yeah,
no,
you represent
I'm divorcing
me?
You.
Yeah, but can you represent
can
me?
Can you also represent me?
We should do that in cat court.
Yes, that is in cat court.
Yeah.
How can people help? How can people get involved and help your situation?
I mean, there's a few. I mean, if you know, like, you know, anybody in politics, you know, movie stars, anybody that has influence anywhere, mm-hmm. Anybody that knows, you know, anybody in the media, that's generally like the gist of it. Other than that, it's reaching out to the politicians of the judiciary committee in the Senate. So it's the Senate that we need, as well as Armed Services Committee in the Senate. Also, on top of that, you know, I don't really like to tell people like do this, do that. It's, man, whatever you think can help, fire away. You really can't go wrong at this point, because right now it is nothing. Until it passes, it's nothing. So you can't do wrong necessarily.
If anybody out there that has a decent influence, following, or anything that listens that wants to jump in on this and wants to talk to him, hit me up on Instagram and I'll forward you the info. You know, John Burke did a big piece for you recently, and a couple other guys.
You'd be great on Jocko, to go on Jocko's show. That's another big show. Marcus Luttrell, Team Never Quit.
Yeah, Rogan would do this.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Rogan should do this.
Yes, if you're listening, that would be fantastic.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Look, Dakota Meyer. Dakota Meyer is another one who's got a great show.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening out there, help this man out and get him the press that he needs. Obviously, we'll push this as much as we can going forward. But thank you for coming down.
I appreciate it.
And
thank you.
Doing the show. This is the point in the show where we do the Drinking Bro of the Week, which is somebody who's inspired you or helped you along the way. It could be any walk of life, by the way, for this one. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Kind of one and the same. I mean, really, it's just my family. You know, I mean, not to get too personal with it, but literally between all this stuff, between DC, the treatments, I mean, my family's pretty much falling apart at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Because of this?
Yeah. It's become a lot. I don't want to get too personal with it, but it's literally my life is being destroyed daily through it. But I gotta see it through. I don't have a choice, but I mean, I'm between fighting cancer, DC, being medically discharged. You know, I got two daughters at home that are growing up. They're almost 11 and 13. My wife is obviously definitely struggling in our marriage. So I don't have much going for me right now. My cancer treatment, I don't even know if it's working yet. But I don't know what else to do. But so really, it's just my wife and my kids.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, no. Do you think you'll be alive by the time this bill passes?
Yeah, I mean, I believe I'll be around for quite a while. At least that's my hope. I've never quit anything in my life other than dive school when I couldn't pass because I had cancer.
Well, to be fair, dive school is the hardest school in the military. It is. You get like drowned on purpose, which seems stupid. So. Who signs up for that shit? Like, hey, we're going to drown you and then bring you back. Like, whoa, let me stop you right there. Fuck do you say to me?
Right? We'll bring it back to a lighter note. What do you enjoy as a person outside of the military in real life?
Really, I just, you know, watching my kids do sports. My daughter is an aspiring gymnast. My oldest is a softball player. So, you know, going to watch them do their stuff, it's amazing, you know. And then, you know, we have a boat, so trying to get them out on the lake as much as I can. And then, just spending time with the wife as much as I can.
Are
you
a long range guy?
Am I a long range guy? Yeah. I mean, that's what I've been doing most of my career.
Have you drown proof your kids yet?
Getting there. They're testing me, that's for sure.
I mean, anybody that jumps into that stuff, it's like you guys love it.
Yeah.
The science behind
it's definitely it's a thinking game. You know, you gotta, like I said, when we started this in DC, I didn't have a clue. I had not a clue. I like, sure, okay, we'll figure it out. And it's like, I mean, you're all in or nothing. There's no other way. I mean, there's so many back doors to it all, and there's so many paths that you got to take, and who you know and what you know. And, you know, if you don't figure out the system, that's where Natalie's just, she kills it. You know what I mean? And without her work ethic of, you know, 5,000 hours in one day, it wouldn't be anywhere it is today. So.
And how did you guys meet? How were you introduced?
Just through that conversation, my mom found her. She found a case that she had won for somebody in the military, and she just took a shot and it worked out.
That's amazing. So. What's her full name, by the way?
Natalie Kwam.
Yeah, so we can get that out to the
Natalie Kwam, and she works down at the Whistleblower Law Firm in Tampa, Florida.
I think it's Khawam, right? Yep.
Man, that's awesome.
She's dope.
Yeah, we'd like to have her on the show, too.
She was supposed to be here, but she had to go work 5,000 hours in a day, apparently.
Yeah, she had an emergency in Tampa for one of her clients.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Listen, man, God, thanks for being on the show.